Well, beginning this Saturday will be a special time for all of our young people involved with the FFA program, as it's a very special week. Naturally, it's called FFA Week. Kurt Veldhuizen from the Webster City High School FFA program joins me. And Kurt, very good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you too, Pat.
This has been going on for well over, well, about 90-plus years, I believe.
Yeah, correct. 1928 is when the organization started, so we are nearing 100 years here already.
And there'll be a lot of doings coming up next week in Webster City for FFA, right?
That is correct. The members have a full week planned with a lot of activities, and then even to kind of kick off the week, just yesterday we had 11 members go to Iowa Central and competed in our sub-district contests. And so we kind of try to do that the week before, just because our local chapters are so busy that week with a lot of local activities going on. Kids on Monday are going to drive their tractor to school day and actually have a law enforcement escort. We're going to kind of do a parade around the town of Webster City, even at 7 a.m. in the morning. Tuesday morning, the kids are planning their big service project that I'm really proud of. It's kind of become a tradition now. I think we've done it for 7 or 8 years. It's Meals from the Heartland. And so this year, we're very thankful that our area businesses support raising funds for those meals. But the kids at the high school will get the whole high school involved. They'll be packaging over 60,000 meals next Tuesday to send out and help battle food insecurity locally and globally. Wednesday, we have a quick member and staff cookout just to kind of thank the staff here at the high school for working with the kids with all their activities. Thursday's kind of a relaxing day. The kids are just planning. They're going to have a little Guess the Corn Kernel contest in a jar at lunchtime for all the high school kids. And then Friday, I don't know why this has become so popular, but Friday the kids are going to have Dress Like Your Ag Teacher Day because they all want to dress like me, I guess. So.
That sounds like a lot of fun. How many members are there in FFA here, Webster City, there, Kurt, along with the nationwide?
Yeah, so here locally we're actually an affiliate chapter, which means that all of our ag students are FFA members, and so that means we have about 120 ag students, and so we do some activities within classwork ultimately to get them all involved, but then we also track what we consider active members. That's any member that has done something with FFA outside of normal school hours, and we have about 60, so about half of all of our ag kids are involved in FFA above and beyond school hours. Nationally, I don't know the exact number, but we're over 900,000. We are nearing in on 1 million students, record level attendance. Iowa is going to possibly break a membership level this year, and I think that's huge. I think it's just a sign of you know, how important society has realized that food and food production is. And then, of course, the careers are just, agriculture is in such high need to fill careers, and I think we see that in our students in finding interest in this area.
One of the biggest myths, I think, there, Kurt, with FFA is they all think it's all for just rural kids. It's not. They have FFA programs in major cities, I believe.
Yeah, correct. You know, so we do have here in Iowa, we have a lot of larger cities in Iowa that are coming on board. Des Moines had an FFA program for decades, ultimately now even. And then, yeah, one of our largest chapters across the nation is even in Chicago area. And so, yeah, urban food production is very important. But beyond that is we have to, agriculture is such a large industry, that the jobs can't be filled by just those kids coming from rural areas. So I'm proud of that here in Webster City, that we have about half and half. Half of our kids live outside of town city limits. Half of our kids do come from in town. And so that's important that they're seeing those things and the skills and the job opportunities that are there too.
Well, we salute the FFA program as they mark a very special time this next week. And if they want to know more, I think there's a website, right, if they'd like to know more about FFA there, Kurt?
Correct. And the national website is super easy to get to. It's simply just www.ffa.org.
www.ffa.org. There'll be more information on the many activities going on this next week as we celebrate FFA Week around our state of Iowa, around the country. That's from this coming Saturday until the following Saturday. That would be the 24th of February, I believe. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right.